For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Michigan State University's newest Rhodes Scholar began her studies at Oxford last fall. Sarah Covan is now in her second term there. Next summer, she plans to begin sending out medical school applications. I talked with Sarah Covan from her apartment in Oxfordshire. She says she hadn't fully comprehended the number of intellectual discussions and lectures she would have access to at Oxford.
So what's really unique about this system, and especially the medical anthropology program that I'm in right now, is they like to combine a lot of different forms of teaching and education. So I have lectures, I'm involved in seminars, we have weekly tutorials and essays. So they kind of take every form of teaching and try and combine it into one, which is a very unique and interesting way to do a grad program.
Here's something I'm curious about. Every year there are 32 Americans chosen for a Rhodes Scholarship. My question is this: now that you're at Oxford, to what extent do your fellow students know that you're an American who's there on a Rhodes Scholarship, and does that matter to them? Are they impressed by that?
That's a great question. The Rhodes Scholarship in Britain is viewed in a very different manner than it is in the United States. I would say within the Rhodes community, which I spend a lot of my time, obviously we're all aware that we're part of that and enjoy spending time together. Outside of that, it does not come up as much. So people within my program don't necessarily know that I am a Rhodes Scholar. People within the UK aren't even quite as familiar with the scholarship itself. So it kind of depends on who you're talking to, but it's definitely not a prominent part of my identity outside of the Rhodes community at Oxford.
Do the other American Rhodes Scholars get together in some fashion while they're at Oxford?
We do. We have or try to do weekly gatherings within kind of the Rhodes community. The Rhodes House at Oxford is a great place to convene. And so we find ourselves there often a lot, either studying or meeting up to discuss different social and political issues. The community of Rhodes Scholars is actually even greater than the 32 as well. There's roughly 90 of us total. So outside of the American community, we also have people from other constituencies, which have been very rewarding to get to know as well.
We're talking with MSU Rhodes Scholar Sarah Covan, who's in her first year studying at Oxford under her Rhodes Scholarship. Listeners might recall that you captained the MSU women's soccer team. Are you able to play football while you're in England?
I actually have been able to get a chance to play soccer or football. It kind of interchanges what you call it here. I am on my college's team, which is more similar, I would say, to an intramural team than the university team. It's composed primarily of undergrads, which has been very fun, and also primarily of people from the UK. So I think at this point, I'm the only American on it. It's very fun, very enjoyable, a different atmosphere than it is in the United States, but I've thoroughly enjoyed doing it.
Along with playing some soccer, what else are you doing with your free time, assuming you have some more free time?
I do. That actually one of the things that is kind of built into the curriculum, which is very nice. So I have had the opportunity to kind of explore the larger Oxford community itself outside of both my program and the Rhodes community. So a lot of this is lectures from people such as the commissioner for the London Police Force to people that are working on artificial intelligence. But I've also had the opportunity to be involved in the Oxford Community Garden, which brings people both from the university and from the larger Oxfordshire community itself. So I have my hands on a lot of different networks, which has been fun to kind of experience Oxford in a different way than just in the university setting.
Thanks for squeezing me into your schedule, Sarah. It's really been great catching up with you.
Yes, thank you so much.
I'm Scott Pohl.